You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of women will march across major cities and small towns to protest against misogyny and alleged sexual abuse in Australia's parliament. Janine Hendry is the founder of the March for Justice protest, which was established less than 2 weeks ago in the wake of reports of an alleged rape at Parliament House against former staffer Brittany Higgins and the historic rape claim linked to Attorney General Christian Porter, which Mr. Porter has strongly denied.
The anger and frustration welled up inside of me because ultimately, these issues are rising, the ongoing sexual abuse is arising because of a fundamental systemic inequality that exists in our society. And when we look at our major lawmaking institutions, our parliament and our court system, what we see very clearly is very patriarchal systems in place. And the patriarchy is making laws that would appear to be suiting themselves and are certainly not suiting 51% of the population.
The movement has grown rapidly, and with over 28,000 followers on Facebook, protests have been organised in 36 locations around the country.
I have been completely taken aback, completely astounded. I knew that there was anger, but I didn't know how widely spread that anger was, and they've had enough. We have been pushed over the precipice, and I, for one, am not going to give up until we can get some real structural change.
The protest has a list of demands, including independent investigations into cases of gendered violence and the full implementation of the Australian Human Rights Commission's Respect at Work report. Lisa Chatwin is a social worker in the Western Australian town of Bunbury. She got involved after being added to the Facebook group and is organising the local protest in the town.
It's been really inspiring. It's been really lovely to see women supporting women, to see that people who have been victims or who are family related to victims or know victims, having an opportunity to be supported and have their feelings and their experiences validated. I think that's really important.
Ms. Chatwin, who herself is a victim of domestic violence and marital rape, said the emphasis and the conversation around Australia needed to shift towards believing victims of abuse.
Is that we change the conversation around victims with suffering from sexual assault or dealing with sexual assault. From that, take away that doubt and replace it with, you know, I support you because I believe you, and I think you have a story that needs to be either shared with the criminal justice system or, you know, shared with, you know, a wider support mechanism that will validate that what you've experienced is not socially acceptable, that your feelings of shame, hurt, vulnerability, fear, anxiety are all validated and valid, and that it's not acceptable behaviour for men to see women as their objects of desire and without any boundaries, that women, you know, don't have a right to say no. That is often what the perpetrator's mindset is coming from, is a sense of entitlement. So I'd like to see men hold men accountable and women protect and support other women.
Ms. Hendry said the march on Monday was just the beginning of a movement which will continue.
This is not going to go away for the government. I think that what is happening now in Australia with this visceral anger from women is actually an incredibly pivotal moment in time. It's women standing up and saying, we want change, and this change has to happen now.
Sarah Shalala, SBS News.